Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Friday, July 3rd. Today is National Compliment Your Mirror Day, so take a moment to tell your reflection it looks fantastic. That mirror has stood by you through every questionable haircut, hat phase, and early morning expression. It deserves a little kindness, too. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration in Mammoth Lakes. Coming up, a new airport shuttle connects Mammoth Lakes with both regional airports. Fire restrictions are now in place across much of Mono County, and LADWP has important recreation reminders for the holiday weekend. We'll also have your 4th of July community calendar, weather forecast, and a look at next week's highway impacts. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Eastern Sierra Transit Authority has launched the new Airport Flyer Express connecting Mammoth Lakes with Bishop Airport and Mammoth Yosemite Airport for just $10 per seat. The service operates Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays through early September, with schedules coordinated around arriving and departing flights. The Bishop Airport route offers one round trip each operating day, stopping at the Village, Mammoth Lakes Park and Ride, Crowley Lake, and Bishop Fonds. The Mammoth Yosemite Airport route offers two round trips per operating day, with stops at the Village and Mammoth Lakes Park and Ride. The pilot program is intended to reduce transportation barriers and make regional air travel more convenient for residents and visitors. Stage 1 seasonal fire restrictions are now in effect across lands managed by the Bureau of Land Management, Inyo National Forest, Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest, and Mono County. Dispersed campfires and charcoal barbecues are prohibited outside approved fire rings at designated developed recreation sites. Fires are completely prohibited at Mono County developed recreation sites under the sheriff's order. Smoking is restricted to enclosed vehicles, buildings, and developed recreation sites or cleared areas free of vegetation. Recreational target shooting is prohibited on BLM lands. Legal hunting remains permitted with a valid license, but steel core, steel jacketed, and incendiary ammunition are prohibited. Fireworks are never allowed on public lands. Portable gas stoves with shutoff valves may still be used with a valid California campfire permit. Drivers should remain on designated roads and never park over dry grass or brush. Residents and visitors are also encouraged to register for ready Mono emergency alerts. Fire restriction violations can be reported to the Mono County Sheriff's non-emergency line at 760-932-7549, extension 7. For smoke or an active fire, call 911 immediately. Klondike Lake remains open for limited public boating Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 9 a.m. until sunset. Every boat must now receive a free Eastern Sierra Golden Mussel Collective sticker following inspection. Boats containing water, debris, or signs of invasive mussel contamination will not be allowed on the lake. Inspections are available at Klondike Lake from 9 to 10 a.m. on boating days, at Crowley Lake daily from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., in Bishop daily from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., and at the Bridgeport Ballfields daily from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. North Landing Road near Crowley Lake remains closed to vehicles through August 1st because of high lake levels. Ross and Canal Road in Bishop also remains closed between East Line Street and an area just north of Buckley Pond No. 1, while emergency culvert repairs continue. Vehicle and pedestrian access are prohibited within the work zone. Saturday, July 4th is California's first free fishing day of 2026. No sport fishing license is required, but all bag limits, size limits, and equipment rules, fishing hours, report card requirements, and stream closures remain in effect. Children 15 and younger may fish without a license throughout the year. California's second free fishing day will be September 5th. The Death Valley Natural History Association says its available board of directors positions have now been filled. The organization thanked everyone who expressed interest in supporting its work with Death Valley National Park and Ash Meadows National Wildlife Refuge. Eastern Sierra does not deliver news in neat little packages. Sometimes it arrives as a road closure at breakfast, a bear inside a car before lunch, a wildfire alert during dinner, and an airport announcement 5 minutes before bedtime. And sometimes there's nothing for weeks. That's why Eastern Sierra Now works across our website, mobile app, social media, YouTube, and video reports. So wherever the news appears or doesn't, there is a good chance we're already chasing it and keeping track for you. Find the latest throughout the day through EasternSierraNow.com and the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. Fourth of July weekend can involve a parade, a hike, a day at the lake, a concert, fireworks, and one friend who insists there's still time to squeeze in one more thing. By Sunday, your body may begin submitting formal complaints. Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration in Mammoth Lakes offers IV hydration and wellness services for residents and visitors, along with mobile appointments and options for private groups. Whether wellness is part of your normal routine or something you're exploring, the Peak IV team can help explain the available services and determine what may be appropriate for you. Learn more at peakregenmed.com. Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration, helping the Eastern Sierra feel ready for whatever adventure is next. The Eastern Sierra is mourning the loss of longtime emergency medical professional and community servant Judd Allen Simons, who died June 28th at the age of 58. Simons grew up in Bishop and began serving the community as a sheriff cadet while still a teenager. After earning his EMT certification, he began working for Aegis Ambulance as soon as he turned 18 and later completed Stanford's paramedic program. In 1989, Simons returned to Bishop and founded Simons Emergency Specialties with his father. The family-run company eventually became Simons Ambulance, providing around-the-clock emergency coverage and helping transform pre-hospital care throughout the Owens Valley. For more than 35 years, Simons also donated thousands of hours of medical standby coverage at football games, rodeos, parades, and community events. He taught and mentored generations of EMTs and first responders, and later continued serving as a flight and ground medic with Sierra Life Flight. Those who worked alongside him remember Simons as calm under pressure, highly skilled, and deeply committed to the community's he served. Above all, his family says his greatest accomplishment was being a husband and a father. He is survived by his wife, Regina, his sons, Judd Jr., known as LJ, and Colton Flores, his mother, Carol, his sister, Sally, and a large extended family. An honorable memorial and celebration of life will be held Sunday, July 12th at Bishop Elks Park. The interment will be private. In place of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to the Judd Allen Simons College Education Trust established for his sons at Eastern Sierra Community Bank in Bishop. Donations may be made directly at the bank or mailed to 2800 Audrey Lane, Bishop, California, 93514. Thank you for all of your service, Judd. The Mammoth Lakes Police Department weekly bulletin for June 22nd through June 28th included several notable calls. Police responded to a collision at Meridian Boulevard and Azimuth Drive involving a vehicle and a person riding a scooter. Officers also handled multiple bear incidents, of course, including a bear reported inside a vehicle near the Mammoth Lakes Community Center and another rummaging through a large trash truck. An arrest was also made following a reported disturbance on Old Mammoth Road. The bulletin reflects calls for service and initial dispositions reported by the department. See more at EasternSierraNow.com. When Eastern Sierra Now reports an emergency alert, interviews a community leader, shares a road closure, or tells the story of someone who made a difference here, a local sponsor helped make that coverage possible. Sponsoring ESN is not just about getting a business name in front of people. It is a way to support independent local reporting and keep important community information available to everyone. Businesses and organizations interested in becoming an Eastern Sierra Now sponsor can contact Trish Baker at tbaker@easternsierranow.com. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. This 4th of July weekend has so many events that planning the day may require a spreadsheet, a group text, two alternate routes, and one person whose only job is to remember where everyone parked. Dinner does not need to be that complicated. Copper Top Barbecue serves ribs, tri-tip barbecue, and hearty sides without requiring a committee meeting or color-coded schedule. The only real coordination required is deciding who gets the last rib, and that discussion may still become heated. It might be whoever has the fastest hands. I mean, if it was my table growing up. Copper Top Barbecue and Big Pine, making at least one part of your holiday weekend easy. Here's what's coming up. Arts on the 4th continues through Sunday in the Footloose Sports parking lot in Main Street and Old Mammoth Road. The festival features original artwork, live music, food, and family activities. Hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday. Mammoth Lakes begins Independence Day with the Footloose Freedom Mile at 10:30 a.m. The 4th of July parade begins at 11 a.m. at Chateau Road and Old Mammoth Road, continuing toward Main Street and ending near Manzanita Road around 12:30 p.m. Main Street will be closed beginning at 9 a.m. and remain closed through the parade. The former Forest Trail Road detour will not be used. Access into and out of Mammoth will be available through the Scenic Loop or through Meridian Boulevard before 10 a.m. The Lions Club will also serve breakfast burritos with a hospitality bar continuing until 1 p.m. The 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular begins at Crowley Lake at 9:15 p.m. This year's 17-minute skyrocket will include more than 960 aerial shells. Admission is $30 per vehicle and $5 for walk-in guests. Children 12 and younger enter free. The soundtrack will be simulcast on KMMT 106.5. Outbound Mammoth Celebration. Outbound Mammoth will host a 4th of July block party from 10 a.m. until noon with food, an outdoor bar, local vendors, horseshoes, and cornhole. The celebration moves poolside from noon until late with drink specials and DJ sets from in-house medicine and friends. And those are my close friends. You need to go check that out. It's going to be awesome. The Eastern Sierra Pops Orchestra and Community Chorus will present a free Independence Day concert Saturday from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. at Mammoth Creek Park. The program will include patriotic music along with popular selections from movies and Broadway. Bishop's 4th of July celebration runs from noon until 9 p.m. at Bishop City Park. The event will include food vendors, craft booths, live music, and a beer and wine garden. After 9 p.m., tune to KIBS 100.7 for synchronized music as fireworks are launched from the east side of the park. Parking is limited, so walking or biking is encouraged. Outside alcohol, dogs, and personal fireworks are not permitted. Laws Railroad Museum will offer rides on its 1927 Death Valley Brill Car Saturday and Sunday from 10:30 to 2:30 p.m. Museum admission is by donation with $10 suggested for adults. Train rides are $8 for adults, $4 for children ages 4 through 17, and free for children younger than 4. Leash pets and picnics are welcome. Live Music Sunday continues at Cardinal Village this Sunday from noon to 3 p.m. This week's featured performers are the Bishop Jazz Combo. Admission is free, the cafe will be open, and guests should bring a chair, hat, and sun protection. Now, here's your holiday weekend forecast. In Bishop and Owens Valley, Friday will be sunny with temperatures in the low 90s and an overnight low near 62. Independence Day will remain sunny and warmer with highs reaching the mid-90s and a low near 65. Sunday will be partly cloudy with another afternoon in the mid-90s and nighttime temperatures falling into the low 60s. In Mammoth Lakes, Friday will be sunny with a high near 75 and a low around 48. Saturday will be sunny with a high near 78 and a low around 50. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 77 and a low around 51. Southwest winds may become gusty in the high country, particularly Saturday evening. Conditions remain dry throughout the region. Follow all fire restrictions. Never park over dry vegetation and leave fireworks to licensed professionals. Most scheduled highway work will resume next week, but drivers should plan ahead. In the Bishop area, utility crews will create intermittent traffic breaks on US 395 north of Bishop near Mill Creek and Gorge Roads Tuesday. One-way traffic control is also scheduled Tuesday on State Route 168 near Aspendale while crews replace utility poles. Near Cartago, intermittent traffic breaks are scheduled Wednesday on US 395 near Lake Street. In Mono County, one-way traffic control is planned Tuesday through Thursday on US 395 near Sonora Junction for crack sealing work. Pole replacement near Bridgeport will bring one-way traffic control Thursday and Friday. The northbound shoulder will close near Conway Ranch throughout the week, and intermittent traffic breaks are planned near the Mammoth Lakes turnoff Tuesday through Thursday. Drivers may experience delays of approximately 5 minutes in each of those areas. In Bishop, the Meadow Farms ADA project continues, although the northbound outside lane is expected to reopen next week. The southbound outside lane and sidewalk remain closed between Academy Avenue and Line Street for the Bishop pavement project, and turns onto Academy Avenue and Church Street remain unavailable. Intermittent closure also continue on West Line Street for the City of Bishop water main replacement project. Through Independence and near Manzanar, traffic remains shifted while crews rehabilitate pavement and construct pedestrian improvements. Sidewalk and drainage work also continues along US 395 in Lone Pine. Slow down, follow posted detours, and give road crews room to work. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news for Friday, July 3rd. Thank you to Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration for sponsoring today's newscast, and Coppertop Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For breaking news, local stories, interview, weather, events, and emergency information, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele. Have a safe 4th of July weekend. Compliment your mirror, respect the fire restriction, and remember, the professionals should be the only people launching explosives into the sky. This means you, Johnny. Your contribution to the fireworks show should be looking impressed. And that's it. That's not starting any fires, people. Happy 4th of July.